Hey guys, you're live here with Caitlin Hill, and we're going to be talking about sports gambling today. And we have two people calling in. We have Nathan Brewer and Laura Schutman. I'm going to send it over to Laura Schutman to start us off.
Hey guys, so the definition of sports betting is the activity of predicting sports results and placing a wager on the outcome. The frequency of sports bets varies upon by culture, but the vast majority of bets are placed on football, basketball, baseball, hockey, track cycling, auto racing, mixed martial arts, and boxing at both amateur and professional levels. So basically, this could be players that are in or not in the game, refs that are involved, coaches, and most of the time it's fans. So basically, this is people predicting an outcome of a game and putting money on what they think is going to happen. So today we're going to talk about if that's ethical or not.
And do you believe it to be ethical or not? What are you guys' opinions on it?
All right, so I'll take this one. I think that sports betting should be it should be a thing. Ethically, players and refs should not have the ability to bet on sports, especially if they're rigging the game so that they win the bets and make more money off of it. Otherwise, fans, they should be allowed to bet as much as they want. It's just like gambling at a normal casino. And I think that's what the stance should be on that one.
Very nice. So, like, what are your guys' opinions on it, though? Is it ethical, do you think? Like, if Aaron Rodgers were to bid on himself and then he blew the game, like, how is that fair? Like, what are the rules that should be in place?
I don't think it's ethical. Like Nathan said, I don't think it's ethical for people involved in the outcome to be betting on games that they're playing in, mainly because these people are hired based off of their coaching ability, their reffing ability, or their physical ability, and they're already making millions and millions of dollars based off of how good they are at what they do. So I don't think it's ethical of somebody to play a bad game or throw an interception just so that they will make, you know, a couple more million or thousand, I don't know, a lot more money than they already are.
But I also have to, you also have to address the problem that if you're going to make sports gambling legalized and you're going to make it legalized for players to participate in, you have to consider the fact that players that have had past history and have gotten in trouble, lost money due to betting scandals that have happened in the past when it wasn't legalized, I think you need to address that problem and make sure that that's squared away.
Yeah, but the people that were in those betting scandals, were they like actually playing in the game and they threw the game? Like, it depends on the situation, don't you think, that each person is put in. So in that scheme of things, I don't think that old things need to be addressed if the people were actually a part of the game.
Well, yeah, but you also have to think about the fact that it'd be the same thing as if they tried to throw the games today. Like, you have to address it in both ways. Like, yes, it was illegal back then, and they should have known better, but throwing a game purposely for sports betting today in some sort should be illegal.
Well, how do they keep track of that? Like, are there rules for different things where it needs to be addressed? Like, if the players are gambling on their own game, like, how is that addressed? Is it the same thing as for the refs?
I think that that if it'll make it pretty obvious if a player is really trying to throw a game, like if Aaron Rodgers throws an interception or something like that multiple times, I definitely think you're gonna have to look. They'll have to take a deeper look into what's going on with him. You know, just like, I don't know how you're gonna like track that, but in some sort they'll probably look into it if it's noticeable.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, I'm gonna throw it over to Laura now.
So some facts from recent cases and scandals was that in 1961, there was a university division men's basketball gambling scandal. And basically, the scandal involved 37 arrests of students from 22 different colleges. And they were students from different universities such as NYU, North Carolina State, University of Connecticut. And so there was a point shaving scandal in 1951. And that was also found out that that was also a gambling scandal as well. So some of these people went on to play in the NBA, but some of them were arrested and stripped of their 1961 NCAA tournament final. And it was known that some of the players played in a fixed game, and some of the NFL and NBA, they, oh my God, I just messed up. Some of the refs were very fixed in their callings.
Wow, I mean, that's pretty interesting. I definitely agree that those need to be addressed if this is going to become like a big thing. But thanks for coming on the show, guys. And I'm Caitlin Hill, and I'm out.
Laura Shootman signing off.
Nathan Brewer, I'm out.